Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Taking it up to 11 o'clock tonight. Candy Waller, Bowie TV, going to join us in about a half hour. I want to get into some numbers on this Commanders offense. We'll go out to the phones here in a second. This Commanders offense, through the first 2 weeks of the season, to me has been the biggest problem with this football team. And I know how week one felt. I also know how week one looked because I watched it. Wasn't perfect, but because it's week one, because you won, you can deal with the results. The Washington Commanders right now, to me, are a team without an identity on the offensive side of the football. The Washington Commanders right now, to me, are a team that does not have an identity on the offensive side of the football. They just don't. And through 2 weeks of offensive football, the Commanders have run 130 offensive plays. 79 of them have been passes. 51 have been runs. They are throwing the ball 61% of the time on offense. And they're averaging a whopping 5 yards per play. Now, when I say a whopping, obviously I'm being a little facetious when I say it. But the Commanders' 5.1 yards per play, that's fewer than the Bears. That's fewer than the 49ers. That's fewer than the Cardinals. That's fewer than the Patriots. It's fewer than the terrible-ass Miami Dolphins. There are real issues that this group is, you know, dealing with right now offensively. And what is most alarming about Washington's issues offensively is that the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, is very much a part of the problem. What? You're criticizing Jayden Daniels? You damn right I am. I don't wear kitty gloves when I do this. I don't have surgically attached pom-poms. I'm a fan, but I'm a real-ass fan, right? Not doing cheerleader radio here. I'm not going to tell you that everything's fine on offense right now, because to me, it's not. And when I look at the quarterback in particular, I think there are two things that are going on. One, I think just going back to the opener, there were issues with accuracy. There were issues with ball placement, right? Not trusting his eyes, not keeping his eyes downfield, dropping his eyes in the face of pressure. That is the thing that I saw in week one. I also saw this in week number two against the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. Jayden Daniels, who was Superman last year, has not been that throughout the first 2 weeks, even in the opener. Even in the opener. But here's the thing about offensive success and offensive failure. It's not just on one guy. It's not just on one guy. So while I'm telling you about some of the struggles of Jayden Daniels, doesn't mean that he's the only guy struggling. But I want to keep it on Jayden Daniels here for a second. Because to me, when he gets it going and he starts playing like the quarterback we know he is, then I think this offense will take a step in the right direction. Until then, I'm not so certain of it. So right now, in terms of EPA per play at the quarterback position, the number one quarterback in EPA per play is Justin Herbert. Number two is Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones. Then it's Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Lamar. Jaden Daniels right now is 30th. 30th in the National Football League in terms of EPA per play. Expected points added. It's a metric that represents yards gained in terms of points scored. Passing EPA is the net value added by quarterbacks on each pass play. It is probably the most accurate metric to describe quarterback play in the NFL. So right now, he is ranked 30th in EPA per dropback. Last year, Jaden Daniels finished the season ranked 6th in EPA per dropback. Last year, he finished 6th in EPA per dropback. So I know it's a much smaller sample size, but it's another number that tells you, hey, this kid is not off to the start that we were hoping for. He's just not. He's just not. Now, when we get into the why of Jaden Daniels and why he is not playing his best ball right now, when we get into the why, that's when things get interesting. Because it's two parties involved. There are two parties involved here that I think are responsible for the play of the quarterback through the first 2 weeks. I think the offensive line has struggled, and I think every metric will tell you that in terms of pass blocking, right? And then I look at the play caller, Cliff Kingsbury. There is too much being put on Jaden Daniels' plate early on here. They dropped him back 56 times. You hear what the hell I'm saying, people? Look at the passing attempts that he had, right, on Thursday night. 42 total attempts. He dropped back 6 more times. So it was 49 attempts, right? That number has got to go down. Has to. I'm not even talking about, one, he's not going to stay healthy dropping back at that rate because he is the quarterback that scrambles more than anyone in the NFL. But two, you have to have balance offensively. The thing that's so puzzling about their lack of balance offensively is last year, this is who you were. This is who you were last year. Right now, through the first week two, the Washington Commanders are 21st in the National Football League in run percentage. It's a 60-40 split right now in terms of run to pass. You know who they were last year? They were at 48% when running. It was a 48-52% split. This year it's 60-40. They're not running the football enough. They're not. And it's going to impact the quarterback, it's going to impact the offensive line, and it's going to impact the overall efficiency of this Washington Commanders offense. But when I go back to Jaden Daniels, I think what has got me to say that I'm worried about him would be a total stretch. I just am acknowledging the fact that, hey, this kid has not been his best through the first 2 weeks of the season. He just hasn't been. I am not worried about it, though. My concern is about the why. Because he's on the shelf right now. He's probably not going to play on Sunday. So one of my solutions is, well, damn, I think he just needs reps. I think he just needs more time on task with his guys. When he's on the shelf, that can't happen. And we don't know how long he's going to be on the shelf. We simply don't. But I do know this. When he does come back, they've got to have a philosophical change in their approach to offense. You cannot be a 60-40 run to pass team in the NFL in 2025 and survive. You can't. The pass rushers in this league are too damn good. Everyone's so worried about Josh Connerly. How about not dropping back so much? How about that? I'm having PTSD. Or PTEB. Post-traumatic Eric Bieniemy disorder. That's what the hell I'm having right now. This is what this offense feels like. Dropping Jay. There's no damn way that you dropped him back 48 bleeping times on Thursday night and expected to win against that pass rush. You're going up against arguably the best defensive player of the 2000s. Argue with somebody you love, not me. Micah Parsons is a game wrecker. And Cliff, I love Cliff Kingsbury as much as the next guy. But a holy hell, pal. You can't continue to leave your offensive line and your quarterback out to dry or else he's not going to make it. I hate that we have to have this conversation. Where are the adults in the damn room? You go up against one of the most formidable pass rushes in all of the NFL and your first half run to pass splits were 21 passes to 5 runs and you're going up against Micah freaking Parsons. Are you kidding? I don't give a damn about Devontae Wyatt, Rayshon Gary, Micah Parsons. You can't be scared to run the football. I don't care who the opponent is. When you have the slogan tattooed across your building, anybody, anywhere, anytime, there should not be a defensive front that puts the fear of God in you from running the football. And that is my biggest frustration with this group right now. 1-800-636-1067. As you look at this Commanders offense in the first 2 weeks of the season, what is your chief complaint? What is your biggest issue, and what is your confidence level that it gets fixed on Sunday against the Raiders? 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. Talking about this Commanders offense right now, a group that struggled a little bit to start the 2025 campaign after being the group that carried this team to the conference championship a season ago. To meet through 2 weeks, they have been probably the biggest issue with this Washington Commanders football team to this point. The Commanders right now have just 11 explosive plays. 8 of them are runs. The Commanders have the fewest explosive pass plays in the National Football League through the first 2 weeks of the season, with just 3. They're tied with the Denver Broncos and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know the Eagles are playing their own brand of football and doing their own thing. They're off to a 2-0 start. But this Washington Commanders offense through 2 weeks in every statistical category is just worse. Last year, the Washington Commanders, to start the season, right, converted third downs at a 45% clip. They were 6th in the NFL on third down last year. They are 27th on third down to start this year. And the big reason to me is 2 entities. It's Cliff. It's the offensive line, and then it's the quarterback. Those 3 entities are not on the same page. We've seen Jaden leave from clean pockets. We have seen Jaden have his eyes in the wrong place. Now, this was just a week two thing. I thought Coach Hafley and company, the defensive coordinator for Green Bay, did such a good job disguising coverages, and they have the pass rush to get after you. So not every team in the NFL is going to be able to replicate that game plan, first and foremost. But with Jaden now being on the shelf and not getting game reps, not getting practice reps, you wonder how quickly it's going to take for this offense to get their wheels moving here. I keep going back to the Giants game. That second half against New York, you had five possessions. Four out of those five possessions did not end in points. And three out of those five possessions lasted just five plays or fewer. Got to be better. That's the frustrating part about this. Because we know what the solution is. I think I know what the solution is. I think Washington knows what the solution is. I think Cliff knows what the solution is. It's going to sound cliche. It's going to sound like coach speak. Run the damn ball. I think it'll help out your offensive line. I think it'll take pressure off of the quarterback. And then most importantly, it will help you stay ahead of the sticks. I gave you those third down numbers where they're 27th through 2 weeks. Why? Because they're consistently in third in medium plus. Last year, they were historically good on fourth down. Why? Because they were in fourth and three or less a majority of the time. They were one of the best teams in the NFL in the early downs last year. On first and second down this time around, they have struggled. Whether it's penalties, whether it's sacks being taken, or just incompletions. They're not good enough or have not been good enough on the early downs. And that's the thing that frustrates me the most. That's what frustrates me the most. The Commanders' offense, through 2 weeks, they are 19th in EPA per play. They are 25th. They're 25th in drop back EPA, meaning the efficiency of this passing game is 25th in the NFL. They've got the number one rush efficiency in the NFL, though. Yet they're not running it. I think that changes on Sunday. It has to, or else you won't win. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Rick in D.C. What's up, Rick?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
All right. Well, hey, the season just started, and number two is the personnel that we had last year is not on the team playing. You know, Sam Cosmi, he's on the injury reserve. What's that? Offensive tackle, left tackle and right tackles are new. And then Terry McCorn, he didn't have a full preseason. And then
Rick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Did the Packers and I respect the hell out of you? Rick, did the Packers give a rat's ass about any of those changes?
Okay,
you think they care?
Number one is the Packers are a legit team.
But aren't we supposed to be a legit team, Rick? And this is what I was waiting for you to get to. I heard offseason long about how this was a Super Bowl contender. The last two times they have played Super Bowl contenders, they've gotten a foot put up their ass, Rick.
Yeah, but number one is that Philly game, look at all the turnovers that we had.
That's a part of the
and
Rick,
then we was,
Rick,
and
it
we
happened,
was on the
brother.
Road.
We were on the road. You got to earn the right to have home playoff games.
We was playing with a rookie quarterback, and we wasn't even expected. A lot of people didn't even expect the Redskins. I mean, the
Rick,
Commanders.
Rick, this is what you got
to
get.
Where
Rick,
they was at
Rick,
last
this
year.
This is where you got to get this through. You, me, others, we all got to get to this point.
Go ahead.
Last year doesn't matter. Last year matters none.
Yeah, this is a new team. This is the second game.
I hear you, but this is why the NFL is the greatest sport in the world. There's only 17 of these things, Rick. There's only 17 of them. So if you can just afford to piss away the month of September, then be my guest. But you can't.
Okay, I'm gonna call you end of the season, and look where we'll be at.
And that's great. You bet your ass they'll be in a different spot by season's end. They better be. I appreciate the call. Like, I get the point of it's September. I get that. But at what point, how long is it going to take for the offense to get going? Because the opponents aren't getting easier. You all are looking at Las Vegas like there's some charity case. Did you watch Monday Night Football? And then after you take on Vegas, you're on the road for two straight weeks against an Atlanta team that looks damn good on defense. Their quarterback, Michael Penix, the only starter in the NFL that has not had a turnover-worthy throw to this point. Their pass rush getting after people. Then you've got the Chargers, who are punching people in the face. There aren't a lot of teams that can replicate the game plan and execute the game plan that the Packers put in. The Chargers are one of them. They've got the pass rush. They play more zone coverage than any team in the NFL, and they disguise it like a you-know-what. And Jesse Minter, what does Jesse Minter and Jeff Hafley have in common? The defensive coordinator with the Chargers, the defensive coordinator with the Green Bay Packers. Both guys that have come from the collegiate level. Jesse Minter was in college as recently as 2023. So those defenses, those coordinators are going to have the recipe for how to take all of the gimmicks away from this offense. But you know what you can't scheme up against? You know what the Harbaughs do very well? They'll tell you they're running the football at you, and you still can't stop it. That is my frustration with this group. When are they going to get to a point where they establish who the hell they are offensively? Last year it was a 52-48 split in terms of run to pass. This year it's 60-40. This year it's 60-40. They've got to get it going. They've got to get it going. Because if they don't, it's going to get early quick. As far as Sunday is concerned, win. Win at all cost. Because guess what? By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, you have to come out of the month of September 500 or better or else. 1-800-636-1067. We went from Rick in D.C. to Rick in Suitland. Rick, what's going on?
It's Kenny L. Kenny in Suitland.
Kenny in Suitland. What's going on?
What's up, boss? They got to figure some things out, man. You know, everyone's hype about when we play non-500 teams, but this is the wreck we're going to get if we're going to expect to go to that final step. There's excuses right now. Oh, they had a good defense.
Kenny, guess what? Anybody want to hear that? All the contending teams have good defenses. This is my thing. We're supposed to be the bully. But every time the bully comes on the block, the last two times the bullies that came on the block, Kenny, what's happened? Oh, I got to go, y'all. I'll see y'all later. Wait, Linnell, where you going? I thought you was going to play outside. But I got to go. The Packers are coming.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah.
The Eagles are coming. You can't talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime. And then when a real pit bull shows up at your front door, you tuck your tail between your legs.
Yeah, and number 24, he only had like three pressures since he's been here. So
talking about Vaughn, right? Yeah, got to get better. That's the defense's problem.
Take it easy.
I appreciate you as always, brother. So he mentioned Von Miller. We'll get to Von Miller. We'll get to a bunch coming up on the other side. Candy Waller, Bowie TV, joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot more to get to before we get to 11 o'clock. We'll continue to keep the conversation on the Washington Commanders. And to do so, we'll go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show, where we find our pal Candy Waller, who covers the Washington Commanders for Bowie TV. Candy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Linnell. How about yourself?
I was doing okay. I was excited about the RFK news, obviously. I know we'll get your thoughts on that as well. But before we brought you on, I have been doing so well since Thursday. And we all know what happened Thursday. You were there, boots on the ground. You get it. In terms of my reaction to it, because Ms. Candy, I've always been under this belief that when you treat the month of August, or when you treat September rather like it's August, it's going to take you some time to get the engine hot, so to speak. Basically, I don't care what happens in the first month of the season. It's not going to change how I view the team. They just got to come out of September 500 or better. And with the loss on Thursday night, obviously a lot of people are looking at this group and not feeling so hot about them. I'm not ringing the alarm, but there is one side of the football in particular that I'm a little puzzled with, and it's the offense. And this week, all signs point towards you being without your starting quarterback. When you look and put this Commander's offense under the microscope, Candy, what is the biggest issue that you see?
I mean, it's definitely from the offense. It reminds me a bit of last year. In the offense, you remember last year this time after 2 weeks, it was still very obvious. It's like they can't score a touchdown. Yeah. Like it was like something about them getting in the red zone and they just couldn't score a touchdown. I mean, you know, week 2 last year against the Giants, thank goodness for Austin Seibert, right? Funny enough, right?
right.
Thank goodness for Austin Seibert, you know, and making those 7 field goals because they just could not convert in the red zone. They would get down there, but they couldn't do anything. And penalties were still very much an issue at this time as well last year. So I think the offense, as well as just not playing complimentary football.
Right.
Last Thursday, I was shocked. I was not shocked by the missed field goals.
well, I think it was shocked. Far, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were once it's over 50, it's like, here we go. Yeah. Exactly. And so what I was shocked, though, okay, they're not going for it on fourth down. They're not. I mean, that was kind of like a thing, you know, last year. I was shocked by the lack of complimentary football. Percy Butler, with an amazing special teams play, had the ball down on the 4-yard line, and Jordan Love and his offense just went down 96 yards and scored a touchdown. So, and then not being able to maximize the starting field position. You know, overall, the, you know, kick return game has been pretty solid. They had some opportunities, for sure. And they just couldn't make anything happen on offense. So it's like, all right, special teams from that perspective, not the kicking, but from that perspective, is giving the team a chance on offense and on defense. But it's just not clicking. And I know, you know, we've heard, you know, well, we've all heard now, right? If you listen to the press conference and you know that I'm there, you know, Dan Quinn talks about September football. But the thing of it is, well, it's still supposed to look different even in September because you put in so much work in the offseason to have a better roster. And this is the second year that your staff is together. So the ramp up shouldn't look like it's your first year together.
think that's well put. There were times Thursday night where it definitely looked like this was this regime, this team's first year together. I want to talk about the quarterback because, and here's the thing. I take a tremendous amount of pride in being open, honest, and objective in my analysis of the team. I'm a 27-year-old fan that has been blessed with a platform. I bleed this as much as anybody. I am rooting for the ultimate success of the group more than anybody. But I also have to be critical and objective when the time comes. Through the first 2 weeks of the National Football League season, the starting quarterback of your Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, is 23rd in the National Football League in terms of passing EPA per play. This offense is 25th in EPA per dropback. How much of the struggles from Daniels in the first 2 weeks is a byproduct of, well, it's Green Bay, and then it was a good Giants front, relative to, hey, this guy just has not had enough work through the course of the offseason?
I think Jaden's had a lot of work. I think the challenge is, when have they had all of the pieces
to get
for him to work with? I mean, the only consistent pieces that have been there, you know, is the running back, the tight ends, which you really just have one. You know, you just have one. Let's just be, you know, in the spirit of what you just said, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I covered the objective.
Yes.
Okay. There's one. And then you have John Bates, who's primarily an extension of the offensive line.
Right.
And then you have Debo. And that's like it.
Yeah. That's
right?
your main concern. Yes.
That's it. And so, you know, you add the other, you put the other pieces in the mix. I mean, Noah, unfortunately, as great as he is with, you know, getting PIs, I mean, hey, listen, he got one touchdown last year and it was a Hail Mary. Right. And so he's, I think the world of Noah Brown, of course, but when you talk about explosive offense, okay, Jalen Lane's got to get going.
Yeah.
Luke's got to get going. Noah was out due to injury. He's out on injury again. Terry was not there the entire summer.
And that's your big play guy from last year. So.
Yeah.
Real quick on the big plays and the lack thereof, I guess, through the first 2 weeks, Washington, the only team that has had less explosive pass plays throughout the first 2 weeks is Philadelphia, who's just had two. Washington's just had three. And for those folks out there that do not know, an explosive pass play categorizes a passing play of 20 or more yards. So Washington, even going back to last year, though, Candy, like, this was an issue with them last year. In weeks 12 through 18 last year, the Washington Commanders were dead last in explosive pass play percentage. And we kind of felt that, right? Watching it, it was 5 and 6 yards at a time, and they put a lot on the plate of the quarterback. And to his credit, he handled it. But it was one of the big reasons why going into the offseason, we felt like a running back needed to be added, because you needed more ways to generate these explosives. I don't even look at that as being the main issue, though, here through the first couple of weeks. Going back to Thursday in particular, it is very clear to me, I don't know what this team's offensive identity is right now. That, to me, is the big question that I have. Last year for the season, it was 52% pass, 48% run. This year to start, it's 60% pass, it's 40% run. What do you make of the lack of emphasis on the running game, specifically on Thursday night, and is it something that you expect to continue moving forward here?
I was shocked by the lack of the run on Thursday night. And actually, you know, from week one, I was actually hoping they would dress all four running backs, or all four at that time.
Right.
Because one of the things that I even said on the pregame Thursday was, okay, make Micah chase somebody.
Right.
Just not Jaden. Right. And,
well,
and lo and behold, the play on where Jaden gets hurt, Micah's chasing him.
Right.
And then somebody clocked him,
right,
you know, because he wasn't looking. He turned to look back and, you know, here we go.
Right.
And so, you know, I said, you know, if it's not Jaden, let it be Bill. Let the new guy dog him. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to just – because Bill wants to run. He can't wait.
I mean, it's chomping at the bit. Chomping at the bit.
Chase him. He is. And so give it to him. You know what I mean?
And it didn't make sense, Miss Candy, because on Thursday when they ran it with Bill, it's 4 yards a pop.
It was 4 yards. By,
you can't argue. You can't argue with those results. So I've tried as hard as I could to put myself in Cliff's shoes and say, well, why aren't you running it? Maybe it's because you don't have success. It just doesn't, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but you got to give it a shot.
You got to try.
You gotta try.
You know?
And so, yeah.
And he's set to speak, tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Cannot wait to hear his answers.
You have the coordinators for sure. So I want to go back to something you mentioned a moment ago about the offensive struggles, because I think this is an important point. Now, we have to say, Lynette, you were there, Burgundy and Gold scrimmage day.
Yes.
So first team offense against first team defense, they had the first team offense could not do much.
Couldn't bust a grape, Ms. Candy.
That is what we saw Thursday night.
Yeah.
That's what we saw. And I said it in the press box. I said, because after that, I asked Coach Witt about the defense. Now, I'm not saying that that's what the Commanders' defense was doing.
Right.
I'm saying that that's what Green Bay's defense was doing. It was disruptive the entire time. And that is what the Commanders' first-team defense did to the first-team offense in that scrimmage. And it's just... I don't know. And even that day, to be fair, remember, Bill didn't play in the scrimmage.
Right.
Terry was on the sideline. Noah was also on the sideline.
Right.
And so I want to go back mentioning with Coach Kingsbury, when he, and I don't want to call it a rant, but when he said out loud, right, when Terry was still on the pup, and then he miraculously came off the pup the very next day after this, he talked about time on task.
And Miss Candy, I'm putting it on T-shirts. We're trying to sell them at this point. That's been my whole thing.
Time on task.
They don't have enough time on task together as an offense.
No. Mm-mm.
So my thing. So my thing is this then. My thing is this then, and I'll let you continue.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take? Because guess what? There's no Carolina. There's no Tennessee. Right. There's no Cleveland on the schedule. You are going to be in a gladiator-type battle, week in and week out.
Mm-hmm.
So when does it get better? And then with the quarterback now being out, you're still not having the time on task together. So there are plenty of question marks with me with this offense for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't look like where – I think time on task is valid. I think it's a real thing. We heard Coach Kingsbury say it, and I see it. We all see it. But you know, last year the offense didn't get going until week three. But again, this year is week three, and there's a strong possibility Jaden Daniels won't be playing. And even if he is, he won't be 100%. So no point in even taking that chance, right? If you got true aspirations to go far, there's no point in my opinion. So that's just Candy's opinion at that point. But, you're still with the challenge of time on task, because Noah Brown will, maybe out. John Bates will more than likely be out. You're still with you got it. Now you're already in next man up. And if we also think about last year this time, really the only injury they had was Jonathan Allen, and that didn't come until like week six
against Baltimore,
right? Against the Ravens.
Yeah.
Yep. And so you're talking a very already a different looking field, because you did not deal with all these injuries already in week two. You weren't dealing with that last year.
Let's talk about something a little more positive. I am super encouraged by the way this defense is played, and I know the pass rush numbers show that Washington's amongst the top teams in the NFL in pressures. Dorrance Armstrong on pace for 17 sacks on the season. He has been awesome. But correct me if I'm wrong here, in the gotta-have-it moments this past Thursday, felt like the pass rush could not get going. As you get geared up for Vegas, is it a situation where you think defensively they need to be a little bit more aggressive? Because before while watching the game in real time, Miss Candy, just based off the lack of times Jordan Love was touched, I thought, well, man, they played the highest percent of cover one man-to-man coverage in week two. And if you're going to play that style of defense, you cannot leave your corners out on the island. You have to send pressure. You have to get to the quarterback. Watching the game in real time, Miss Candy, it felt like they didn't blitz at all. They blitzed on 50% of the snaps this past Thursday, yet they were not able to consistently impact the quarterback. Your thoughts on the pass rush to this point, and then I guess the defense as a whole as we get geared up for a Raiders offense, I would say, that's pretty slept on.
I mean, I think that, you know, of course, there was definitely a difference between week one and week two. I couldn't tell if it was because it was a short week and they were tired, or I would like to also mention they were simply out-schemed and out-coached.
Yeah.
It just felt like Matt LaFleur and his staff just knew what they were going to do, and they were just ready. And it just was taking the commander staff too long to adjust. And then to answer your question, when Dedrick Wise went down, I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
I did. I was like, this might look a little – this might not look improved, which is still an issue. Because him going down is huge, but it shouldn't have made that much of a difference, if that makes sense. Right?
You're right.
Like, the pressure should have still been there.
Because in reality, that's not even what he's looked for. I mean, he's –
And that's what he does.
He's your big beefy run stopper. But to your point, it just didn't impact Jordan Love enough on Thursday night. And I know it's something that Joe Witt is going to address tomorrow. I know they want to force some turnovers. They haven't been able to do that through the first 2 weeks. Hopping in the time machine real quick, I guess, is what we'll do. And we'll fast forward to Sunday. Your number one key to beating the Raiders on Sunday, Miss Candy.
The defense has to be disruptive. They have to get takeaways this week.
Yeah. Got to.
They have to get takeaways that result in points. Now, those kind of two things right there.
Right.
But the defense has to be disruptive. It still feels like they're just getting their bearings in tackling.
Yeah. Byproduct. Look, we talk about lack of preseason reps. The other thing is big, too. There wasn't that second joint practice either. So you're losing that preparation tool, too. So. I agree with you, though.
Yeah, they have to be disruptive. And it's got to be mistake-free. You know, I said, you know, in the pregame Thursday night, you know, all those penalties or any penalties, I'm like, that wasn't the team to get to do that on.
Right.
Like, you can't just give away yards to the Green Bay Packers. And somebody just forgot that they're actually good without Michael Parsons. You know, and I also just want to say this. Now we've seen this offense three times against Michael Parsons, and it looks the same every time.
He's killing us. They have no answer
every time.
They have no answer for the MPP.
They don't have anything for him, and it looks the same. And it's typically late, right now.
Right.
In the last game of the regular season, Jaden had to go out with the injury, you know, or a minor injury, but they know take him out, you know, get him ready for the playoffs. You know, Marcus Mariota finished that game. But, I mean, if Terry McLaurin doesn't get that last touchdown on that last drive, then what happens, right?
Yep.
So this is now, in my opinion, this is what I would call a recurring thing when playing Micah Parsons. There isn't an answer for him. And not here. You know,
Not right now. Will they have an answer for Max Crosby on Sunday?
That's the other thing, because if John Bates isn't playing, that's going to be tough, because the right side of the line on Thursday, and that has always been a concern, right?
Yeah.
I think highly of all of these guys. You know this, and you and I've had this conversation even out at the park. But everybody's got to be objective.
Yes,
it's going to be. You got two choices. You want to go up against Laramie, or do you want to go up against JC?
Yeah, it's an easy choice. So with that being said, real quick, and we're blowing out the clock. We're having a good time here. That's why the clock, I've completely forgotten about
it.
Oh, yeah,
we are.
We're having a good time. So I want to let you go on this then, I guess, and I hate that we're ending on something that's kind of negative, but I'll get a prediction from you before we get out too, real quick. 30 seconds or less. Are you starting Josh Connerly on Sunday?
Ooh, I will be honest and say I would put Andrew Wiley out there.
Fair. And this is somebody, people, that is out at the park every day that is boots on the ground seeing this. So I trust your judgment as much as anybody. We'll let you go on this. 30 seconds plus. Yeah. Just leave it out in the ether. We'll talk about it when we let you go. Coming back on the other side. Because I can't say I totally disagree with you, but I will say, I'll ask you this too as we're blowing out the clock, but it's because it's been a good conversation. We appreciate you joining us. Your prediction for Sunday.
I'm still going to be positive and say, what was I going to say? 2017 Commanders.
So they squeak by with
Matt Gay gets his life together.
Well, hopefully.
Mikey Sanders still gets a pick six, and the rest Marcus Mariota can do.
There we go. That is Candy Waller, Bowie TV. I always appreciate you making some time for us, Miss Candy.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and well, I'll talk to you again soon.
For sure. One of the absolute best talking all things Washington Commanders. Give her a follow on the X app at CWALLSE. One of the absolute best, man. Candy Waller out there, boots on the ground each and every day in Ashburn. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, Mark in D.C. will get to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.